Today, on the topic of house minyanim, especially with regard to Friday night. So I think a far less common phenomenon here in Israel than in the United States, although people sometimes make house minyanim for other times, Motzei Shabbos, but not an uncommon phenomenon that people have a house minyan Friday night or Friday night and Motzei Shabbos, sometimes also Shabbos Mincha, and they don't have a minyan there the rest of the week. So they go to the shul on Shabbos morning, but they have their own minyan in their house on Friday night. So firstly, is this a recommended practice? Number one. Number two, what about the bracha of Me'ein Sheva? So one thing at a time, is it a recommended practice? So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tzadi writes that one should make every effort to go to shul. So the Mishnah Berurah points out this is for two reasons. One is because of the importance of tefillah b'tzibur, and the other is because of the importance of davening in shul. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, even if you have a minyan in your house, it would be better to go to shul. This is because shul has a base kenesis, has kedushas hamakom, and therefore it is a more preferred location for tefillah, as well as there's a concept of berov am hadras melech, to daven with the bigger tzibur rather than breaking away and forming a smaller tzibur. So certainly, there could be extenuating circumstances. Mishnah Berurah writes, if the bigger minyan is a place where it's hard to daven, so then it would make sense to have a smaller minyan. Or there could be situations where it's hard to get to the bigger minyan. It's a long walk, and it's hard to do it. Someone could be not well, lo aleinu, and have a hard time getting out of the house. So certainly, there are situations which may call for for making a breakaway minyan in the house. However, certainly the recommended option, if possible, would be to daven in the shul. It should be the worst of our problems in the community, but nonetheless, is it better to daven in the shul? Yes, it is better to daven in the shul rather than to have a minyan in the house. What about Me'ein Sheva? Me'ein Sheva refers to, as most commonly thought of as Magen Avos, at the end of Friday night davening. Magen Avos is just the middle section of Me'ein Sheva. Me'ein Sheva starts with a bracha and ends with a bracha of Mekayesh HaShavos. It's called Me'ein Sheva because it hits all the themes of the seven brachas of Shemon Esrei that we say on Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Reish Samaches, you don't say Me'ein Sheva in a minyan in a base chasanim or a base ha'avel. So the Mishnah Berurah there points out, those are just examples. You don't say Me'ein Sheva in any minyan that's not kavua. Only in a minyan which is kavua and has a sefer Torah. Kavua for several days and has a sefer Torah. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. So firstly, the question is, what's the definition of kavua? How kavua does it have to be? And secondly, what's the role of the sefer Torah? So some point out, if the Mishnah Berurah says kavua for a few days, so maybe that means more than seven, because in a base chasanim, in a base avil, presumably they were davening for 7 days. So apparently means more than just a very few days, a few more than a few days. But how kavua does it have to be? So certainly a one-time minyan, obviously, would not fall into this category. Sometimes people might make a minyan in their house or in a different location if they have a simcha or something. So it would not say me'ein sheva. On the other hand, let's say something like a summer camp. So it's only for a period of time, but it's for much more than a few days. They dive in there for a month or two, depending on, obviously, the camp. So that would obviously be kavua enough to say Me'ein Sheva. What about a situation where it's kavua? They do it every week on a weekly basis, but only for Friday night. Does that count as kavua? So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that he thinks that that would count as kavua. Since it's an ongoing basis, that would count. And therefore, even if it's just the first time that they're having it, but it's being established to happen on a regular basis, that would be sufficient. They would say Me'ein Sheva. Now, we still have to address the Sefer Torah issue. Why does the Mishnah Berurah say Sefer Torah? Is that just an indication that it's kavua? Because what he really had in mind was kavua every day for a short period of time. So if you don't have a Sefer Torah, you can't go for 3 days without laning. It was just really a siman, so to speak. But if it's kavua, like for Friday nights, they never need a Sefer Torah. So even without a Sefer Torah, the same din would apply. Or no, that somehow the Kedusha Sefer Torah helps elevate it to a status similar to Beis Knesset. So different Svarim, a little bit say differently on this issue. Several of the modern practical Sfarim and Hilchos Tefillah, Hilchos Shabbos, say only if there's a Sefer Torah, like it says in the Mishnah Berurah. Moshe Feinstein writes the minhag is not like that. The minhag is that if it's kavua, let's say for 5 nights, that they would say Mein Sheva. It should be noted that some poskim who are nimshach after the Arizal apparently said that no, Mein Sheva was established across the board. That you always say it, even if it's not a minyan kavua, not like it says in Shulchan Aruch. So this is the psak in the Ben Ish Chai and the Kaf HaChaim. So those who follow those farm would always say it, but I think Rav Moshe sort of takes it. He thinks that really, if it's established for Friday nights in general, that counts as kavua anyway. And he's willing to include that as an additional sniff that he's not concerned about Safek Brachos. So his psak is that you would say Mein Sheva in that situation. Have a great day. If people could put up the chairs, that would be fabulous. Have a wonderful Shabbat.